Hospital beds. We never seem to have enough. Hospitals across the country continue to report 100% capacity almost all year round. This time last year, the then Health Minister announced plans for just over 4,000 new beds by 2031. The year before, the Irish Hospital Consultants Association said that around 5,000 additional beds are needed by 2030. And now this morning, the ESRI say that between 4,400 and 6,800 new beds are needed by 2040. Dr. Aoife Brick is Senior Research Officer with the Institute and the author of this new report, and she's with us in studio. Good morning, and you're very welcome. When you say a bed in an acute public hospital, it's more than a literal bed we're talking about here, because bed needs staff.
Absolutely. So I suppose what our report is looking at is demand for public hospital care and how that might change. So demand would include the staffing as well as, you know, the infrastructure required. So what our analysis is showing is that growth is going to significantly increase, demand is going to significantly increase by 2040. So we're looking at around 20 to 30% increase in emergency department and outpatient visits, and even higher growth for day and inpatient care. So somewhere around 20 to 40% increase in those discharges. And what that means then, how that converts to beds, is an additional about 4,400 to 6,800.
Which is quite a gap between those.
It is quite a gap. So we're projecting quite far out, you know, so out as far as 2040. And there's quite a bit of uncertainty, you know, in how demand may change over that time, over how the population is going to change, and how policies are going to be implemented across the system.
Do you know how many such beds currently exist in the system?
So currently inpatient beds are in around 11,700, thereabouts, the last figures that I had seen.
And that number that I mentioned in the introduction, Stephen Donnelly last year, he was Health Minister, he announced plans for just over 4,000 by 2031. Are they on target to meet that figure, would you say?
So that figure, as I understand it, their department figures, so as I understand it, that's a combination of new beds, but also refurbished beds. Mm-hmm. So
What are refurbished beds?
So they'd be beds, I assume, that are going to be wards that are upgraded and beds that are upgraded.
So your estimate then of between 4,400 and 6,800, is that in addition to that 4,000 odd figure?
No,
it's on top of.
That's an increase from 2023 out to 2040.
Okay.
So, you know, the drivers behind that growth, we've huge population change projected. So between about 600,000 and 1 million people additional by 2040. But what's really important for us and the hospital services is the ageing of our population. So that population over the age of 65 is going to significantly increase. And that is going to put huge pressure across the health system, but hospital beds in particular, because they're such high users.
Do you cost this forecast?
No. So the report specifically looks at demand and capacity, so bed capacity. And I suppose the gap that you spoke about in our projections and how we're trying to deal with uncertainty is trying to bring in and look at how various policy measures might mitigate that that demand requirement. So at the lower end of our projections, you're taking quite an optimistic view of, you know, how the population health is going to change. So can we reduce obesity rates? Can we reduce smoking and their related conditions? But also things like, can we avoid admissions? So introducing, you know, increased community care, chronic disease
moving
management.
Moving away from hospital care.
Exactly. Moving people out and having them stay a shorter length of time within the hospital setting.
Well, look, thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us about that this morning. Dr. Aoife Brick, Senior Research Officer with the ESRI, on that new report about the number of hospital beds we may need between now and 2040. It's 7:18.